Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And today on our podcast, we're going to be talking about the top five things that might be sabotaging your fitness results. So huge topic, really important topic, because what we're going to cover today are things that you might actually think are benefiting you, but in the long run, they're actually causing you to have issues of like actually reaching your goals. So also what we're going to talk about is not just what you're doing, but then also how you can make changes to avoid these and to get the results that you're actually working for so that you're using your time effectively.
And I always love podcasts like this. And I know that we've done, you know, a couple similar to these before, because I just think there's so many things that, because we get inundated with so much information that we think we're doing all these things correctly and we're being told all these things. And then, you know, when you listen to a podcast like this, you're like, whoa, I've been doing that. What? I'm sabotaging myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know, yeah, we've covered stuff before about like cardio versus weights, things like that, and things that can help you get faster results, or, you know, things that might be eating away at your muscle or whatever the case may be. But today we're really going to just hone in on five things that are like really specific to this might be sabotaging your results. I'm not saying it is, but it could be leading to you not getting the results you're looking for, and then how you can fix each of those. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. So we're going to talk about the top five things. So number one is lifting too much too soon. So of course, lifting weights is totally recommended. We highly recommend it for transforming your body, toning, changing. But oftentimes, we either go one way or the other. We either go really light or we go too heavy too soon. And the reason why going too heavy too soon can actually sabotage your fitness results is because you may actually be having really poor form. And if you have poor form, if you're not doing an exercise properly, then you are not going to get the right benefits. Also, if you're going too heavy too soon, it can totally lead to injury. And then what? You injure yourself and now you are on a huge setback, right? So going too heavy too soon is like probably the number one thing that you could be doing that might be sabotaging your results.
Well, I think it's really important to say that now, especially because we are being told, we're seeing, you know, a lot more lift heavy, lift heavy, lift heavy. And that, again, which is great. We do want to be lifting heavy. As women, we tend to really go on the light side. And I'm a huge believer in lifting heavy weights, but like you were saying, you know, if you've got that poor form, don't start to run before you walk kind of thing. Like take a step back, go with the lighter weights, make sure you're doing the form, make sure you have someone who knows what they're doing to help coach you. Or you know what I mean? Like if something feels wrong, adjust yourself, do it in front of the mirror, and then start to increase the weights.
For sure. Well, there's actually this this rule. It's called the 2-for-2 rule. And this is how you can use this rule to figure out how to know when you need to up the ante. So when your body is ready for you to actually start increasing that weight. So the 2-for-2 rule is basically that you increase the weights when you can perform 2 or more reps over your goal number of repetitions for 2 consecutive workouts. So for an example, if your goal is to do 12 repetitions of bicep curls and you can do 15 easily for 2 workouts in a row at the weight that you are doing currently, on your next workout, so the 3rd workout that you're working your upper body or your biceps, that's when you will increase that weight. So, and they say that for smaller muscles, you want to bump up your weight by about 2 to 5 pounds. You don't want to go too crazy, because if you start going too heavy, then you'll go back to what we were saying, which is too heavy, too soon, poor form. So 2 to 5 pounds for smaller muscles. Larger muscles, you can bump up from 5 to 10 pounds or even more, depending again on how easy it really was for you. But really that's kind of the general rule of thumb. So 2-for-2 rule. And also the other thing that you can do is make sure and I'm a huge pusher on this, is that you want to make sure that you are engaging in doing a proper warm-up to get the muscles that you're about to work engaged and ready for that work. If you do not do a proper warm-up, then this could lead to injury. Cold muscles are not ready to work. They're not ready to take on the workload that you're about to give them. Also, it allows for you to get into the mindset and mind into that muscle group, right? Because if you walk in and you're just like Laura, think about it. If you go to the gym and you're like, okay, today's leg day, and I'm going to just walk in and go right straight to the squat machine, and I'm just going to start squatting like, you know, 200 pounds. Like, what are the chances that you're going to have good form? You're going to feel it throughout your entire body because your body's cold. It's not ready for that workload. Your head's not in that game. You're not into your muscles. So you really have to just do a good warm up. So we always recommend 5-minute dynamic warm up. And a dynamic warm up is basically when you're doing movement stretches and movement into those muscles so that you're able to actually create blood flow and get those muscles pumping and get the energy moving in your body rather than static stretching. Static stretching is what you do at the end of a workout when you just hold a stretch, and that's for lengthening your muscles. But dynamic warm up, 5 minutes before, get those muscles ready for the workload, and hopefully that will help you, you know, get away from any possible injury. And then, of course, as I said, the 2-for-2 rule, follow those, and you should definitely make sure that you should be at that point then, if you're following that, lifting, you should be lifting in the proper weight.
Well, and I even like, as my dynamic warm-up when I'm doing weights, I really like to just do either a very light set, and I don't count it in my sets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I do it without any, like squats, I'll do, you know, squats without the bar, and then I'll go onto the bar and then eventually increase. So always, you know, doing the movement that you're going to do, so you're warming up the correct muscles. Cause I've seen people do a warm up, but they're like, you know, maybe they're doing arms and they're on the treadmill to warm up. Like, yes, you're getting your blood flowing, but that's not warming up the actual muscles that you're about to work.
No, for sure. It's all about getting the muscles that are going to take on the workload warmed up. So I agree with you. And like that style, so what you were just describing is very similar to like a pyramid system, right? So it's very similar to like increasing the weight or the resistance or the repetitions. That's what a pyramid is. But what you're doing is you're kind of like no weights to just the bar to then lighter weights to then heavier weights. And so your body is just getting used to that motion.
Exactly.
All right. So then the number two thing, the second thing that you might be doing that might be sabotaging your fitness results is all cardio, no weights. We've covered this before, but really important to reiterate it. Because cardio, as we all know, it's fab for starting out. And when I say starting out, I want to say that, you know, if you are someone who is new to working out, this is like brand new to you and you're just getting in there, that is amazing. And we're so proud of you, and keep it going. And that's why a lot of times you do see people at the gym, they will do cardio right away. Like they'll just do cardio. And it's because it's either they don't know how important balance is between cardio and weights, or it's that they feel comfortable doing the cardio. So they feel comfortable on the elliptical, or they feel comfortable on the treadmill because they're not really too sure how to do other exercises, right? So, cause it's a very non-intimidating thing to do. So I totally get it. And it's great even just to get moving. Love it. Appreciate it. Support it 100%. But if you are looking for, you know, to take your fitness results to the next level, if you're just doing all cardio and no weights, you are going to be limiting yourself.
Oh, completely. And I mean, like you said, I know we've talked about this before, but for anyone who's just, you know, tuning in with us for the first time, like cardio, there's again so many benefits to it, but it's one of those things that if we do too much, it counteracts your muscle building, and we want those muscles because they turn us into a fat burning machine when we're doing nothing. And they also, you know, the big thing too is they also change the shape of your body. So you're working so hard, you want this certain look in your body. Maybe you want a big booty, or maybe you want an hourglass shape, or maybe you want bigger shoulders, or whatever the case may be. But if you're doing too much cardio and you're lifting weights with that goal, you might be counteracting those results. So just limit cardio. That's why we always talk about doing HIIT training instead of, you know, long intensities, low intensity steady state for long periods of time, because you're not going to eat away at those muscles, for lack of a better word.
For sure. No, definitely. I mean, it's all about just finding that balance, right? And so, and for anyone who is in the boat of just starting out, you know, recommendation to you is find a gym buddy or a personal trainer or a fitness program or something that can help you understand how to add weight training into your workout to make you feel just as comfortable on weights or machines that you are on the cardiovascular machines.
Exactly.
All right. So then the next one, Laura, I'm going to turn this over to you because we're talking about number three, pre and post workout meals and how that can sabotage your fitness results. I'm turning this over to you because Laura is all about nutrition on our team. And I think this one just hits home for you.
Well, yeah. And I mean, nutrient timing, which is kind of what, you know, what pre and post workout meals are, is nutrient timing. It's kind of a debated topic in the fitness world because a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on what you should be eating before and what you should be eating after.
Right.
So kind of what a lot of people go by is, you know, before a workout to eat something with, you know, carbohydrates and, or even now a lot of people are saying with fats, because those are your two sources of fuel. The only thing is carbs are faster digesting, fats are slower digesting. So, and again, depending on your body type, some people, you know, if you are eating fats before a workout, they're so slow digesting that you're not getting the energy from them to do the workout. And then post-workout meals, you usually want to do a combination of carbohydrates and protein to, again, support the muscles, replenish the lost glycogen, get the energy back.
For sure.
That would usually be like, you know, even the old school rule of thumb for things like bodybuilding, people used to eat gummy bears after working out because they're just basically pure sugar, right? So they are, eat your gummy bears and build muscles. They're absorbed so quickly. But that's why a lot of people you'll see having something like a whey protein shake, not mixed with any milk or anything with fats that will slow down the absorption, but having something like a whey protein shake, and then maybe have that with something like a rice cake, even though rice cakes aren't necessarily like the best things for you. But again, because they're just pure carbohydrates, they're absorbed very quickly. Because if you had something like, let's say, an apple, there's fiber in that, it's going to be slower digesting, and things of that nature. So again, I know I'm not giving a completely clear answer because there really isn't one. Some people, my kind of rule of thumb, I just think, is have a protein and a carb within pretty much within an hour after working out, especially if you're lifting heavy. And it all depends on your workout too. Like, you're not going to have to, you know, fuel up for a workout if you're just going to do 30 minutes at the gym. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have to eat all these carbs before you go for energy for that workout. If you've eaten your lunch and you're going in the afternoon, it's probably enough. But you do want to make sure you're getting the protein and the carbs in afterwards to help replenish the muscles.
And what do you say to the people? Because I know I've heard this a lot teaching our Fit Chicks bootcamp classes throughout the years and all of my training that I've done with my clients, where, you know, and I always sort of fight them on this because often I get the people who are like, after a workout, they're like avoiding like the plague. They don't want to eat anything after their workout because they feel like it's counterintuitive because they just burned all these calories. And now they're like, well, now why, if I just burned 300 calories in my workout, why am I going to go and eat after? I want to keep those calories off my body. Explain, and I understand it, but explain to our listeners, please, why it's so important to not just completely starve yourself after your workout.
Well, I always think, because first of all, like, it's not linear, if that makes sense. Like, we think that if we do things in certain timing, that like, if we don't eat after the workout, we're not going to we're going to burn those calories completely off. But you've got to think, like, it's not linear. It's not exactly like if you eat this many calories in a day, that's how much weight you're going to gain or that's how much weight you're going to lose. Like, it's a combination of what's happening consistently over time. So first of all, just because if you eat after a workout doesn't mean you're going to gain back what you lost. You know what I mean? If you ate the day before. Also, after your workout, you're burning more efficiently. So that's the time if you are going to be eating your carbohydrates, or eat something, you know, kind of quote unquote, I don't like to say foods are bad, but, you know, something that might be a little more junky, that's the time that your body's going to be able to burn it more efficiently as opposed to you, you know, laying on the couch eating, you know, maybe a bag of gummy bears.
Yeah.
And also, I just think in general, I think for women, a lot of times we're not eating enough protein. So that's why I think it is important to, you know, get something in within an hour after your workout, not only for the benefits of it, but also just to kind of make sure you are getting that protein in. Because, you know,
yeah, it makes you mindful.
Exactly. Like, you'll almost have, like, a lot of times we're having, you know, toast for breakfast or a bagel for breakfast. Then you're having, you know, maybe it's a bowl of soup for lunch. And then, you know, for dinner, you're having a grab and go something. Like, so there's not.
I'd be starving if I just ate that.
Oh, I know. But there's not a lot of protein in there. So it's kind of one of those things that makes sure that you're like, okay, especially if you're weightlifting. Like, if you're weightlifting, you need protein to build muscles. And you can be, and this just, I guess, ties back then to the topic, which is sabotaging your results. If you are not, you know, building muscle, losing weight, you might not be having enough protein. You might not be eating enough calories, mm-hmm. Or the right balance of those three macronutrients, protein, fiber, protein, carbohydrates, and fat. So it's one of those things you just want to make sure that on a whole, so yes, pre and post workout meals are important, but look at the whole picture. Look at the way you're fueling yourself throughout the day. You know, look at the quality of the food that you're eating, and that's going to be a major game changer.
I also want to add in that when we're talking about like post workout or pre workout meals, my other thing about sabotage, like, is about do not sabotage yourself in the sense of do not overdo it. Often, we have a tendency as just like as humans in general, we want to reward ourselves for like something well done. And often we've gotten to this like process of rewarding ourselves with food. And that comes not just from like, you know, it usually comes from like just a learned behavior from like, even when you're a kid, you know, like you do something good, you get a lollipop kind of thing. Like it's just kind of a learned thing that we all sort of have conditioned in us. Not all of us, but majority. And so if you start using food as your reward because you're like, oh, I killed that workout, now I'm going to reward myself with like this, I don't know, blizzard from, you know, or like this big ice cream sundae or whatever the case may be. Do it if you're being mindful of it. If you know in your brain that you're making a decision that you know it's just completely self-sabotage, like you know that that's not going to help you achieve your goals and you're okay with it, then make that choice. That is your choice to make. But if you're making that choice because you feel as though you deserve it and that they'll cancel each other out, that could also be causing you a lot of self-sabotage.
Yeah, because the mental health, the mental side of everything to do with fitness is just as important as the physical side. You know, and when you start playing those games of rewards and all of that, it becomes mentally draining, I find.
For sure. Do it because you want to, not because you feel like you need to do it and then you need to reward yourself after.
or you need to punish yourself after eating something too. Go doing 2 hours on, you're like, oh God, I ate really bad last night. Now I'm going to go do 2 hours to burn it off. Like, just shift it into being like, you know what? I ate a lot yesterday. Today I'm just going to treat my body good. I'm going to move today. Like, don't turn it into a punishing game, because that's where
I used to do that all the time.
Me too.
Now I'm like, it's okay. Majority of the time I try to be really mindful of what I'm doing, and the other times that I'm not, I just like let it go. You have to. It's not worth it. Okay, so then number four in terms of the top five things that might be sabotaging your fitness results is that you stick to the same routine. So we all know this, like the Groundhog Day, you know, it's so much easier. You go to the gym and you just do the same thing over and over again. You show up, you have the same routine, you do the same thing, and you're not changing your weights, you're not changing, you know, maybe you're running on the treadmill, but you run at the exact same speed the whole time, you're doing list training, which is the low intensity steady state cardio. You're just, you're in this cycle and you're doing the same thing, and then you're looking at yourself and you're thinking, I'm not seeing the results. What's going on? What is happening? Like, I show up every day. I go to the gym 5 days a week. I do this hour workout. I'm, you know, specifically doing this over and over again, and I'm still not seeing it. What gives, right? But often if you're sticking to the same routine and you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, your body is conditioned to, it'll plateau. We all have all heard that before, but also it just, it's not going to push itself. And mentally, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get really bored with doing the workout because you're just, you know what you're doing and you kind of go through the motions and you're not putting your mental game into your body. Like, you're just literally going through the motions. You're not pushing yourself. You're not, you know, pushing any limitations whatsoever. And so you end up just literally going through the motions and just moving your body. Laura, how do you avoid this in terms of hitting that plateau? Like, if you have hit a plateau before, I know when you were doing your competitor, like your fitness competition, did you ever hit a plateau during that period? And how did you sort of switch it up, or even just on a day to day?
Well, I still get into plateaus. I still get into, you know, times where I'm like doing a workout plan and I'm just like, next thing you know, I'm like, whoa, I am not feeling sore at all. I don't feel, obviously you don't want to feel super sore, but you want to be challenging yourself. So I don't feel sore anymore. Or I'm, next thing you know, I'm like just kind of going through the motions, or I feel bored. Because, you know, I like, life gets away from you. So what I tend to do is I like to get on a program. And it's funny because everyone thinks, you know, as a trainer and as a fitness professional, that you are always just going to do your own programming. But I find doing my own programming the hardest thing, because I prefer to tell other people what to do and then have somebody tell me what to do that I'm able to as well. So one thing I do is I always have a program and I always make sure that it's progressive. So usually my plans are written in, 4 week blocks, and every 4 weeks it progresses. So it changes in some way. And that could be, it changes in the exercises, or the exercises stay the same and I change the amount of sets or reps I do, or I could change the amount of weight I lift. So sometimes I'll be lifting heavier, sometimes I'll be lifting lighter. So it's basically keeping your body on its toes. You know what I mean? Like shifting things, keeping it kind of shocked. Mm-hmm. So I always have somebody else do the plan for me. I do it in blocks of 4 weeks. I switch every 4 weeks. And then also I'm big on having an accountability partner. So that's either to a coach, to a trainer, or to a friend who we're doing the same plan. So then we check in with each other. Like, how was the workout today? Oh my God, legs killed me. Da, da, da. You know what I mean? And it keeps me, it keeps it fun as well for me to have somebody else to check in with.
No, definitely. Those are all really good points. And I think also, I mean, if you are looking to change it up, but you're not sure where to begin, and we talk about this a lot, but like, watch videos, join a fitness program, join, if your weightlifting is not your thing, join a program that is specific around weightlifting, join a class, you know, hire a trainer, anything that you can do to help yourself. Because if really what your goal is to reach your fitness goals, and you feel like you're just in this, you know, same sort like cycle, that you're just kind of going around in circles and you're not seeing the results that you're spending so much time and effort putting in, and you're still just at the same place, invest in yourself, invest your time, invest your money, whatever it is that you need to do, but invest in yourself to get to those results, or else you will continue just being stuck in this weird cycle. And there's nothing worse.
Oh, completely.
All right. And then the final tip. So the final thing that might be sabotaging your fitness results is you expect a miracle overnight.
No, but it's funny that you say that and we're laughing, but it is so true. Like,
I'm laughing because I know that it is true.
But it's like we all want these quick fixes. And I mean, we're constantly falling victim to the fad diets. And I mean, even me the other day, I'm always, you know, in the grocery store and I'm looking at the magazines that are at the front rack and I see Oxygen magazine and it's one of these, you know, 10 pounds in 10 days. And I'm like, even though I know in my mind that is unrealistic, I'm like, oh, I wonder what this program is. Next thing you know, I'm buying them, I'm reading the article, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, so it's just one of those, I just find it funny how we all kind of know this now, but we still fall victim to it.
Totally. I mean, how many infomercials have you seen on TV that are like, you know, this machine that's like, I remember I almost bought one once and my husband laughed at me because he's like, really? Like you know what you're doing, right? And I was like, yes, I do. Cause it was like this machine and I don't remember what it was called. But it was basically like you kneel on it and you just swivel your hips side to side and it's supposed to like give you abs or something. And I was like, it kind of looks fun and it looks interesting. And I like almost bought it. And I'm like, why am I even like, and it had nothing to do with like the abs. It was more of just like, I really wanted to try it. Like I get so sucked into like these things. Right. And it happens to all of us, I think, like, you know, whether it be us being trainers and owners of Fit Chicks or, you know, like my mom who will buy everything and anything on infomercials or whatever the case may be. Like we all kind of fall victim to these things because we want that, like, oh, this will just, you know, give me abs in a minute. Perfect. And a minute a day. That's amazing. Like I've got a minute. I had a minute I can spare, but that's not going to give you the results. There is no magic pill. There is no 5-minute miracle. It has to be continuous work, continuous effort, conscious decisions. And, you know, it has to be that you commit to doing this for yourself.
Oh, exactly. And I always say it, you know, I wish I had a sexier thing of, you know, what is the one tip you would give somebody, you know, to change their health? And I always say consistency.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally about being consistent. Even the days that you fall off track, just get back on and keep going. Because like I was saying earlier, like progress is not linear. Your body, it's not just what you do day to day. It's the adding up of all those days over time. So if you're not feeling something after 2 weeks, that major shift, you might feel it after 3 weeks, but you give up because you're not feeling it fast enough, you know? And if you just stay the course and stay consistent, then you're going to get those major changes. But you sabotage yourself because you just think it's not working. I either got to try something different, or that's when those marketers suck you in with the 10 pounds in 10 days or the detox shakes or whatever the heck it is. Mm-hmm. Because you're feeling so low. You feel like you're doing the work, you're putting it in, you're not seeing the results. Whereas if you just would have waited and kept going that extra week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they would have gotten there. So
exactly. I mean, and one of the things I remember reading this summer and I totally agree with it. And it's, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, think that you didn't gain it overnight. So you're not going to lose it either overnight. So if weight loss is your goal, or even if strength training is your goal and, you know, toning your body and things like that, like wherever you're at today, you know, it didn't happen overnight to get you to where you're at now. And it's not going to happen overnight to get you to your end goal, to where you want to be. So it takes work. It takes consistency. I mean, Laura, I mean, I saw your entire body transform when you were in your fitness competition, you know, but that was 12 weeks of consistent, grueling, hard, dedicated work on your end from a nutrition standpoint, from a fitness standpoint, from a lifestyle standpoint. That is a very extreme because you had a very extreme goal in mind in terms of getting on stage and doing this competition, but it was complete consistency and it had to stay that way. And I think, you know, for our listeners out there, I think that, you know, just remember that. Remember, it's not going to happen in a week. If you join a program in 4 weeks, you might not even see any changes in terms of your weight or in terms of your inches. But what you will start seeing is a change in terms of like different behaviors in yourself and different, you know, whether it be like your sleeping patterns or things like small things, but you need to celebrate those small things because you know that all of the bigger things are coming, but you have to stay the course.
No, exactly. Like, we are what we do every single day. And it's the small efforts that we put in every day that will make the big differences. And I always think that that is, especially when you're first starting out on your fitness journey, especially, you know, you've got to create the habits. You've got to start. It doesn't just happen overnight. Like, it doesn't happen in the sense of suddenly you're like, I'm going to love eating broccoli for breakfast every day, if that's what you choose to do, or add it in. Then there comes a point, though, that you start to crave, you know, your vegetables, and you start to crave going to the gym, and you start to crave movement and meditation and all of these awesome, healthy things because you've created those habits. So, I mean, for anyone who's just starting out, don't try to shift everything at once, but try to look at your life and be like, where can I improve? Like, what can I work on improving this week? And maybe that is just getting your water intake in, or getting, you know, 20 minute walk in every day. But just look at it. Where can I add to my life instead of turning it to a negative? And then just keep that habit consistent. And even if you just commit, say, for 28 days, I'm going to do this. For 1 month, I'm going to commit to this. And then see how much different you feel afterwards.
Definitely. But don't expect it overnight. So that's pretty much it for today. I mean, the top five things that might be sabotaging your fitness results are, again, if you're lifting too much too soon. So really, you know, pay attention, make sure that you warm up properly and follow that 2-for-2 rule. If you're doing all cardio, no weights, that could be completely sabotaging yourself. The pre and post workout meals, again, just really pay attention to what you're fueling your body with, whether it be pre and post, or whether it be, as Laura was mentioning, throughout the entire day, right? That entire day counts. So really pay attention to what it is that you are fueling your body with. If you are sticking to the same routine, switch it up. And then, of course, be consistent. Avoid the idea that it's going to happen overnight. Because there just really is no miracle cure. There is no magic pill. So just be patient with yourself. Now, we always like to end with an action item or something that we really want our listeners to take away. So Laura, what would be your number one thing that you really want our listeners to take from this podcast today?
Well, we've talked a lot about sabotaging yourself. And again, I don't like to use any negative words. So if you're listening to this and you're like, whoa, I've been doing some of these things, don't beat yourself up. Just like I was just saying about, you know, the small changes, just look at what you can add to your life. Look at what you can do that, you know, if you're listening today and you're like, whoa, I was totally doing that. Oh my God. Don't be negative about it. Just right away say, okay, what can I do now to add some more health to my life? And go from there. Because this life and this body and all of this stuff that you have, it's a beautiful gift, and it's going to change depending on what's going on in your life. And if you're constantly fighting with it and feeling negative about your health and your body, that's just as toxic for you as if you're eating crap or not exercising. So you've got to work on the mindset. So that's kind of my biggest takeaway. Add, don't subtract.
And mine's sort of similar in the sense that it's more of on the positive note. And it's really just about loving yourself enough to stick with it and to find a healthy lifestyle and a balanced life that works for you. Like, figure out what's going to make sense for you. And, you know, if there are some of these things that you are doing, or if there's other things that you're doing that are sabotaging yourself, and you know that, and you're consciously aware of it, just look at them and think of ways that you can positively influence it in a different way. And also, do not kill yourself or punish yourself over anything that you may be doing that might be sabotaging yourself. Like, I do it often, like the pre and post workout thing, like, or like the reward with food. I do that a lot with myself. And, you know, I used to punish myself in a big way. And now I just know when I'm doing it, I make sure that when I am doing it, I'm making it a very conscious decision to do it so that I don't have any negative impact on myself. I make it so that it's like, no, this is just what I'm choosing right now, and I'm okay with it. And I allow myself to be imperfect because, you know, perfect is boring, and we know that, like, we're not perfect, right? So be okay with your journey, but just make sure that you are doing this with love towards yourself as opposed to a punishing side.
Completely.
All right, so that wraps up for today. Now, as always, we want to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want us to cover in our podcast, please message us. You can email us at fitchicks, info@fitchicks.ca. You can check us out on Instagram and Twitter at fitchicks, as well as on Facebook at Fitchicks Bootcamp. And check out our blog if you want some really cool workouts or any ideas how to switch it up, how to switch up your routine. And if you are interested in this and you're interested in even learning more about fitness and sort of how to, whether it's to educate yourself or to educate anyone else, whether it's friends, family, or to even become a fitness professional, we have our next fitness and nutrition expert certification program coming up. So if you are interested in either the education side of it or becoming a certified trainer, make sure to check it out at fitchicksacademy.com and feel free to email me info@fitchicks.ca with any questions, and I'd be happy to get back to you. All right. So with that being said, have an amazing day, everyone, and we will chat soon.
Yes, have an amazing day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.